81. Television, the most pervasive and persuasive of modern technologies, marked by rapid change and growth, is moving into a new era, an era of extraordinary sophistication and versatility, which promises to reshape our lives and our world. 82. Television is more than just an electronics. It is a means of expression, as well as a vehicle for communication, and as such becomes a powerful tool for reaching other human beings. 83. Even more shocking is the fact that the number and rate of imprisonment have more than doubled over the past 20 years, and recidivism, that is the rate for rearrest, is more than 60%. 84. His teaching began at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, but William Rainey Harper lured him to the new University of Chicago, where he remained officially for exactly a generation and where his students in advanced composition found him terrifyingly frigid in the classroom but sympathetic and understanding in their personal conferences. 85. The sloth pays such little attention to its personal hygiene that green algae grow on its coarse hair and communities of a parasitic moth live in the depths of its coat producing caterpillars which graze on its moldy hair. Its muscles are such that it is quite incapable of moving at a speed of over a kilometer an hour, even over the shortest distances, and the swiftest movement it can make is a sweep of its hooked arm. 86. Artificial flowers are used for scientific as well as for decorative purposes. They are made from a variety of materials, such as whey and glass, so skillfully that they can scarcely be distinguished from natural flowers. 87. 3 years of research at an abandoned coal mine in Argonne, Illinois, have resulted in findings that scientists believe can help reclaim thousands of mine disposal sites that scar the coal-rich regions of the United States. 88. When the persuading and the planning for the Western Railroads had finally been completed, the really challenging task remained, the dangerous, sweaty, back-breaking, brawling business of actually building the lines. 89. Because of the space crunch, the Art Museum has become increasingly cautious in considering acquisitions and donations of art, in some cases passing up opportunities to strengthen its collections. 90. The United States Constitution requires the president be a natural-born citizen, 35 years of age or older, who has lived in the United States for a minimum of 14 years.